So some people have said, you know, what's the deal with April Fools? And in the other side, it's like, wait, April Fools? Like,
it is?
Forgot about that. Well, because it just doesn't feel right to do like a prank. You know, in the past, I've pulled like some pretty funny pranks on Eva. The cat one was definitely the best. That was when I played a sound effect of a cat very quietly in the background throughout the show. And people started calling and saying, wait, is that, are you guys playing, this is going to sound, each one started with the same thing. This is going to sound crazy, but is there a cat in the studio? And I'd be like, yeah, it's crazy. No, there's not. And Eva didn't know because she's a terrible liar. So I couldn't let her in on it. So she didn't know either. So until people started calling, and then she looked at me like, are you doing something? Because she hated April Fool's Day. She still does. I'm sure she's really grateful that this is happening during April Fool's, because people aren't going to play pranks.
Yeah.
Because she's gullible. So here's a little clip of the April Fool's cat prank. Hi, Coast.
Hey, is there like a cat on the air too?
A what?
Like a kitten? I keep on hearing like the noise of like a kitten in the background.
Of like a cat?
Yeah. When he was doing his forecast, I could have sworn there was like a kitten meowing or something in the background.
I have a stupid question.
Okay.
Are you playing a cat on there in the background?
A what?
A cat. I keep hearing a cat on the commercials and everything, like a kitten.
Like a making
like a
noise?
Meowing.
On the radio?
Yeah. I swear to God, I'm driving and I'm like, is there a cat in my car?
Is there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Blake, you guys like have a tape going on or something with a cat going on or something?
A what?
I know. All right. I didn't want okay. There's like a cat coming across the radio station on your station. It's got to be. I mean, I've pulled over my car. I thought I had a cat in my trunk. I know I'm hearing a cat coming over your radio station.
Coast, hi. You hear it too?
A couple nights ago, I heard a cat outside my house, and my dog started going crazy.
Oh.
So this morning on the way to work, I was freaking out, thinking that I had burned a cat under my car. And I kept turning on the radio. It was like 2 seconds away from pulling over on the highway and opening my hood. I know there's no cat under my hood.
No, there's not. Okay. We've been playing a cat noise.
I'm having a heart attack. That's the worst April Fool's joke ever.
People literally were pulled over looking in the backseat of their car in their trunk because they thought there was a cat.
My God. That is awesome.
This was the effect. Like that was, I was just playing this really quietly in the background. Right?
Oh my God.
So you'd hear
God.
That and people thought, and they tried changing stations. People started flipping out. One woman called home because she said, is Sylvester there? I've heard a sound in my car. I thought so. He jumped in the car. No, I swear to God, there's another. Yeah. It kind of freaked people out. So
it was
the best prank that we've ever done. The other one that also involved a cat was I got my friend to pretend to work for, what did I call it? York County Loves Kitties or something like that. And it was a cat, a small charity cat adoption event. And he announced that they were on the corner of this street and that street, which was an intersection that didn't exist in York. And so I had him kind of put a voice on. And he called in and he said, yeah, we're adopting cats. You can come by today. We're going to be here till 3 o'clock. But we're already set up and we've got like this little area. And the cats have their little sort of jungle gyms. And we have the catapult that we're using. And we were like, hold on a minute. The what? And meanwhile, Eva's over there thinking, they're catapulting cats?
Oh my God.
And so I said to him, I said, Nick, who was my friend. I said, Nick, right, his name was like Joe or something. Joe. What do you mean the catapult? He goes, no. Yeah, we put them on the a catapult, like it kind of flings them. And they love it. It's like they like sit here and line up and wait to get on. Yeah. And I said, what is it? Can you do one? And then
oh my God!
And I was like, wait a minute, what? And then he started saying things like, oh yeah, the hairless cats tend to go really far because they have very little wind resistance.
Oh my God.
And people were like, okay, I'm driving around York. I'm trying to find this because this is animal abuse and, you know, blah, blah, blah. They're all upset.
Oh, my God.
I said, which ones don't go very far? And he goes, well, the Persians, they tend to, you know, all the wind resistance with the fur. Yeah. So including now with the NBA, everything else, April Fool's also postponed to a date that only I will know in the future.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
We are out of here.